Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out the answer to who's your daddy is an abusive jerk.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yes. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking Listen and Chat Live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser and then go to davincomedy.com. And go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I'm joined by Miss Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip. Joe should be here very shortly, and later on we will be joined by Vincent of Portobello's to help us with the Father's Day countdown. He's a dad himself, so I think it's good to get another breeder's perspective.
Yeah, because we only have you so far. Because Joe and I have not cut the mustard in that department.
No. But you must raise your game. Fertilize thy eggs.
Oh, No. That ship has sailed. We won't be doing any of that.
That's a shame.
Yeah, no, I know. I am injured in a new and unique way this evening. I was out doing battle against all of the weeds in the garden. Because
Hold on, let me... Mm-hmm. Well, let me introduce the show before you get into that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
If you want to.
I'll just let people know what's coming up, then please. We'd love to hear about your gardening mishaps.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. Let's set the stage for what the people are going to hear besides incidents of gardening.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, as I mentioned, we're going to be joined by Vincent of Portobello in Oakland, New Jersey for the World's Worst Father's Day, World's Worst Fathers of the Year countdown. Feel pretty good about mine. Always hard to find. Always hard to find bad dads that aren't rapey and killy.
Yeah, you know the good ones always go just a step too far.
They do. It's like I know we're having fun here, but don't kill the kid.
I found a really treasure trove of photos of horrible dads.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, darn it, you know that just doesn't translate into the game.
Pictures say 1,000 words, except if you're on radio.
Yes,
then not so much.
And then it's like, so then the guy, he's holding the kid. Yeah,
no. Yeah. Pictures are kind of silent on radio.
Yeah,
not so much.
Yeah, not scintillating.
I feel good though.
You
I feel good. And Joe has raised his game.
Yes, so, I noticed.
So I mean, I always get the most. But
so I'm nervous.
But I got Joe might have like a stash of Long Island miscreants that he knows personally that are like really bad kid dads. We can only hope. We can only hope.
Well, I have done due diligence to figure that all of the portions of the content of my stories are within the year time range.
Yes, you have to do that. You must certainly have to do that. But I like to think Blue Hawk has probably intervened on a couple of abusive dads and probably has his own stories. I witnessed Blue Hawk accounts as he circled above and he was called upon. And Blue Hawk being the superhero that he is, except when Joe's asked to describe him.
Yeah, he's strangely elusive.
I have more of Blue Hawk's backstory than Joe does.
Yeah, yes.
But
yes.
I like to think that Blue Hawk, besides saving plumbing incidents, also saves small children from abusive dads.
Oh, okay. All right. I like that part of your backstory. I noticed Blue Hawk when I was in the gardening center. I sent out the call.
Yeah, you need the Blue Hawk. You know what you don't need? You don't need to go to the mall for a $20 replacement leather band that is supposed to last. That lasts like 3 months. You don't need that.
I see things disintegrating off of your wrist as
we
speak.
So hot.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I guess that's the appropriate reaction.
No. It's just the idea that... The idea of disintegrating. We see each other disintegrating across the
Blue
table.
Hawk, we need you. I don't hear him. Hopefully he's flying here soon.
I heard him. The caw.
Yeah, whatever. Also, tonight we're going to see what happens when we supply the audio to a victim of Belinda's, of Belinda getting lines from an African man as she talks to me. So we're going to see how he reacts to that.
Yeah.
Going to see if that snaps him out of it or maybe not. We got to see how that's going to work out.
Or if he starts being like Ann Jackson, you so-called Mr. Davin.
You need to withdraw your radio show.
And your tapes.
Yes. Well, speaking of Ann Jackson, she spoke to the United Nations. Maybe. So.
Oh, dear God.
Check in with her. I know we promised last week we didn't quite get there. So, yes, you wanted to regale us with tales of gardening, Miss Helix?
Well, you know, it wasn't exactly the gardening that was the problem. Although there is always fraught with injury, this usually Pacific gardening experiment. Usually gardening is pretty placid. You're there digging in the dirt, planting flowers. What could possibly go wrong? No, I'm not.
My wife like that. I'm like, that's woman's work.
I
don't say that, but I'm like, well, this is your shit. I have no interest.
I know. Mr. Alex has no interest.
I've said it before. I have no interest in your plants. I have no interest in the lawn. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I would grow a vegetable garden, but they don't grow here because we're on a mountain.
Oh, why wouldn't they grow here?
Because the soil. I don't think the soil is good enough. We've had very bad luck.
Really?
With that tomatoes. We've given up on that type of
thing. That's very interesting. Oh.
It's not really very interesting at all.
No, it is. I never heard of that.
Trust me. Unless we're doing a gardening show, it's really not.
Okay.
You're going to have to trust me on that one.
You mean people would throw tomatoes at us for talking about this?
Blue Hawk, we need you. A comic is in trouble in the basement. Pip is holding him hostage with gardening stories. Get here, Blue Hawk. Get here. Bacaw, I say. Bacaw. A citizen is in trouble, Blue Hawk. Try not to drive off the side of the road to get yourself a ticket, stupid.
No, he's driving slower. He's like, ha, 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 I'm enjoying this.
He probably is, stupid Blue Hawk.
Well, speaking of tomato, that's the color of two spots on my lower legs.
I saw that.
Yeah. That hurts. Like a bitch.
Well, you're a fair lass.
I am very, very milky.
You know what I find protects you from sunburn?
This stuff, magical stuff called sunscreen.
No, I find if you just would have covered yourself in some brown substance and pointed yourself off as an African-American woman, if you just could have identified that way instead of being a pasty Irish lass, you wouldn't have burned ankles right now.
This burn here is the starter kit.
That's more like redskin. You're more like going for Native American. You're bright red.
I know.
You're more Elizabeth Warren than Rachel Dozierall or whatever the hell it is.
No. I'm not basketball orange. I'm red.
No, you're red.
Yeah. And that's what happens when you miss a big spot with your sunscreen.
I don't even use sunscreen.
You don't?
No.
What? That's crazy talk in these days.
I don't. Well, generally, I'm not walking around topless.
Well,
I'm not. Well, I don't put sunscreen on my legs or my arms or my face. You know, when I'm out in the sun for a long period of time, I usually get nice and tanned.
You do get darker. I don't. I just burn.
I'm identifying as an African American. Often when I'm at my tannest, I find myself in cotton fields picking because I'm identifying with the African American experience.
Actually, I identify with the. Well, as she says, not the African-American, but as she says, the black experience by not getting cabs.
By not getting what?
Cabs.
Cabs?
Taxis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You don't get cabs?
Nobody pulls over for me for some reason.
I can see why. those right ankles are scary.
You know what? This right now is terrifying. It does look like...
So you're out gardening. Your ankles are exposed. Tantalizing all that may watch.
I know.
You're like a Hasidic woman just showing off those ankles.
Yeah, just seeing what I can catch in the front yard going, hey.
Bearded men are hanging over the fence looking.
I know.
Gawking
you know.
At, trying to get that tasty shiksa of meat.
Yeah, they're trying to hide who they are. They're tucking their payas up in their hats and going, no, I'm just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy wearing all black in 90-degree heat. Just a regular guy with white strings hanging off my belt. Just a regular guy walking in the middle of the street. Just a regular guy with a weird Brooklyn accent in the middle of Rockland County. Just a regular guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Funny that you said that all the regular guys are just like that now.
Just a regular guy.
Well, I see plenty of regular guys when I'm leaving here. They're walking home from someplace.
Well, Joe's talked about this. He wants them to wear He wants them...
More reflective gear, please.
Yes, but as a Jew, we don't really reflect inward.
No. Oh. No, I want them to wear more reflective gear because I really don't want to get caught up, like, murdering anybody just because I'm tired from... A long, hazardous 3 hours at Davin's Den, and they walk side by side sometimes. That's not good.
Well, you know, they're a little bit more intimidating.
Not really.
You see a couple of Hasidic Jews in there, you go, like, all right.
That makes me swerve.
I wish this was an open carry state.
What? No.
Don't want to get mugged by a couple of Hasidic Jews.
Oh, yeah, no, because they are terrifying.
They are very terrifying.
And, you know, just like sneaky, you know, they'll just, like, walk right past you and stuff. That's really intimidating.
They won't even make eye contact.
No, no, but they're looking at the boobs.
Are they? I bet they are.
I bet they are.
Yeah, they're you know, they're horny.
Yeah,
it's well, a, the yeah, more repressed you are, the hornier you are.
I'm sure that they're backed up to.
No,
years.
I don't think they're backed up.
You don't think?
No,
the
there's a
release.
No, there's a release. They are releasing.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I thought that was sinful.
I told you. I used to work in a real estate, not real estate, loans, a loan company.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss's brother, a little bit younger than me, and not Hasidic, but there was a lot of Hasidic in there. But he was kind of repressed. And this is years ago when I'm working there and everything. And he'd be like downloading. It wouldn't even be porn. It would be like she used to star in Superman, not Margot Kidder, the other brunette. Terry Hatcher?
Oh, yeah. Well, Terry Hatcher was one of the most downloaded girls.
But right, but not like naked Terry Hatcher. It's like Terry Hatcher in a dress.
Terry Hatcher in really revealing turtleneck.
It's like if you're gonna like find titillating stuff, get yourself a couple hulas. Yeah, let's see some tatas. Now this is back in the day when it wasn't instantaneous. When you know it started at the top of the head and then it went to the forehead and it went to the eyes.
Oh, you mean when it started to load? Really
yes,
slowly?
It's loading. It's, like, oh. It's taking its time to load while you're waiting to unload. Except this was in the office, so there's no unloading, which I never understood why you're going to look at this stuff in the group of other people.
Yes, why would you do that?
Never you go to any fraternity house, there's always, like, stacks of porn. It's like, unless that's in the bathroom or your private, why is that in the living room?
No, not doing it there.
No, if you're going to have, like, sorority girls over, they're not impressed.
No, certainly not.
And you know what? If you're doing it with the other fraternity brothers, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Ooh, Brad, stacks of porn. Oh, no. No, you don't hear that. Not a lot.
No.
By the way, Joe's girl's in the chat.
Hello,
with Lisa,
Joe's girl.
And she said that I should help the Hasidim out of the road just like I guide turkeys.
Oh, nice callback from last week. I like.
Thank
yes,
you
just flap your green dress.
If I just flap my green dress at him, please, Hasidim, get out of the road.
Now, here's the thing about
you'll
a Hasidic
hurt.
Man. They will probably flap their black coat back at you. It will be a mating ritual in the middle of the street.
It's like a dance-off.
It is a dance-off. Except they cannot dance with you.
Oh no, that would be really bad. And if I started singing,
they'd be holding
their ears and la 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 la, I hear nothing.
All right, it's not Al Qaeda. Settle down. No,
just to cover the sound of me.
Yeah, they no, that's right. Very religious Jews cannot listen to women sing. Men cannot listen to women sing.
I know there was a time that Mr. Helix's radio show, there was an Orthodox Jewish gentleman who had one of the brokered shows. And he would run the board for the brokered show, and when I would cover his shift for him, I was definitely not allowed to play. I was playing the music that they gave me, which was all Jewish music, but I was definitely not allowed to play any female singers.
No.
Not at
nor
all.
Nor should you.
And nor
whores
should
every one of them.
Or if I sang along, that's it.
Yeah, like you're singing along to Hebrew.
I know. Not. I did get to know a couple of the
songs. Of course
you
did. I'm sorry.
I heard them so many times.
The Jewish language, not a beautiful language. Not what you would want to call one of the romance languages.
It's romantic to some.
Not a wooing language.
There's a lot of noise.
Not a lot of man meets girl, girl meets boy, and we fuck. There's not a lot of that in Hebrew songs. There's a lot of gaudy stuff.
Yeah, yes.
You think God's like, enough. Can't you play some Madonna? I get it.
All I hear is my name. Well, actually.
Here's the Iggy Azalea's new single. Play this. Enough. I get it.
I'm so sick of you people talking to me. I hear prayers. I hear songs. Leave me alone.
I just want to sleep.
Well,
I need more
Joe.
One day.
That's Joe. Joe's theory. God wants to be left alone.
Yeah, but Joe's theory is he wants to be left alone.
Yes. But
and we God try to leave Joe alone.
God does too.
I often compare Joe to God. Often. When he's not Blue Hawk, he's God.
Oh, so Lisa says, so no Sinead O'Connor then. That would probably be bad.
I never liked her.
No?
No.
Oh, there was a while where I was really into a couple of her CDs.
She stunk on ice.
Oh, no. She had an interesting voice, but also it's sort of an Irish thing, too, because she had that keening quality to her voice.
Keening quality?
Keening. Bono does it, too.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
See?
No, I don't like wussy music.
Cranberries?
Don't like them.
See?
Irish people suck at singing. I'm going on the record. It's official.
Not your thing, yeah.
No, they suck.
No.
Name me one Irish person who I like who sings.
Okay. Do you like Van Morrison?
No. Okay. I like Brown Eyed Girl, but only because it's on incessantly.
Yeah, it is on incessantly. Irish People Who Sang for a Thousand, Alex. Boy, we put it on the spot. I can't think of a whole lot of them.
Because they
I
all
mean,
stink.
No, they don't.
They all stink.
No, I, like
I know
all
they've
those.
Been very commercially successful. I just don't like them.
I like that quality of the voice.
I don't
though.
Even know what that quality is. What is it, whining? I don't like whining.
It,
which is weird for a Jewish man because it's kind of in my DNA.
It.
I might be, some might say I'm doing it right now about Irish musicians, which is ironic.
You wish you should like the sound of it. You like the sound of it coming from you.
No, I don't. I can't stand me right now. But you notice, I never sing.
No, you don't.
No, because I know it sucks. No, and the whole Irish nationality should realize they suck at it. You have a bagpipe. Blow, baby, blow.
No, that's Scottish.
Whatever, it's the same.
I don't know... of anybody else that comes to mind right away. I mean, but, and anybody...
Well, there's the Irish tenors.
Yeah.
Don't like them.
Yeah. No. The Alarm.
The who?
The Alarm.
No.
I don't think Big Country was Irish.
No.
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 No. And I don't know of any new Irish people. I'm sure that there are plenty.
You know,
but
the Irish are good at chasing snakes out of a country. Do that. Don't sing.
That's done. There's no need to do that
then
anymore.
Stop. You're finished.
They probably
relax.
Did it with that keening sound.
Probably. Then they should just relax.
Well, there's a lot of drinking to be done.
Who was that? Cranberries had Linger. Was that one of their songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend liked that. The one who we read the stories from Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's weird about her?
What?
She friend requests me. I've said this before. I never friend request anybody on Facebook.
Right.
So I accept. Okay, so we're friends for a little while.
Yeah.
And then she unfriends me. And then she friend requests me again, and I accept.
What was the point of all that?
I don't know, but now I found out I'm unfriended again. I'll tell you what. She requests again? I'm not accepting.
No.
I'm done.
What is this friending, unfriending
game? I don't get. It's like, I don't need to be part of your life, but if you want to friend request, I'm happy to accept.
Yeah,
but don't unfriend request.
Yeah, well,
unfriend. Don't unfriend.
Don't unfriend.
Don't unfriend.
Yeah, I don't understand why they. You know, somebody would want to in on your life and say, "Well, maybe you should." I mean, the first time I would think, "Well, maybe she didn't like what she saw." Then, when she comes back for more,
don't
be
get
like,
better.
What the hell's wrong with
you? And
you
know what? Irish, another problem. The Irish are no good.
Not good for you.
No good.
Lisa says Big Country is Scottish, she thinks. Okay, so we didn't like them either way.
I don't like country music.
Well, it's not country.
Well, then they shouldn't call it Big Country now, should they?
It's from the 80s.
Which is when I got all my musical taste, as demonstrated by my Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot, sure, but a totally different kind of music.
I don't think Kevin DeBro was Irish.
No, I don't think so either.
He was Jewish, I think.
Is he?
I think he is. I think Kevin DeBro is Jewish.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I like that type of wine.
You like the singing Jews.
I like the singing Jews.
You would like...
I like Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley.
There you go.
Jews better than the Irish singing.
You would like the Dictators, Handsome Dick Manitoba, Big Jew.
I don't know their music.
Actually, he's kind of a short Jew, but nonetheless...
We don't grow that large. We're not a large people. We're a singing people.
Yes, you are. Cantors?
Yeah. So, there you go. If you're looking for music, feh to the Irish... You go right to the Jews.
No, Fett, that's to you.
No,
to the Irish.
No, to everyone. I'm making a rule.
You're saying everybody has to like now dislike Irish singers.
If they want to be cultivated and cultured, yes. That's what I'm saying.
It's just an individual feeling.
No.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people like Kiss Army.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't like the people I was talking about.
Yeah,
they can't like you too.
Yeah, you too sucks.
No, they do.
Ugh. Whiny.
Just listening
There's
to
only
them.
One U2 song I've ever liked, and it was sung by The Edge.
Well, he's Irish too, you know.
Well, by the way, I don't like anybody who has to call himself with an article in front of their name. Are you The Edge? Are you Sharp?
No, they just call him Edge.
No, he was The Edge.
He was. No, he's just Edge.
Oh, because even he goes, you know, that's a little douchey.
Yeah, just drop the.
it's a little much.
Too much. It's not even the Santa Claus.
No, I'm not a big fan. Of naming of these nicknames that people come up with themselves.
Well, I think a lot of the time people call them themselves.
Really?
Themselves.
Do you think somebody said Gordon? Hey, Sting? No.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did because of the stupid sweater he used to wear.
What?
He used to wear a stripy sweater like a bumblebee.
Why didn't I call him Charlie Brown?
They start because I don't know because he's English and Charlie Brown's an American thing. It's pretty international, but they called him Sting.
I don't believe that.
I I read it. I don't know that it's true, but that's where they said.
Still kind of douchey.
That's what they said.
Still kind of douchey.
Joe's girl is bringing up Matisse Yahoo.
That's a rapper.
Jewish rapper.
That's a Jewish rapper.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure why.
Not a huge Matisse Yahoo fan, but all right, Joe's girl. There you go.
I know she's throwing out the jewels for
well,
you.
Well, the Beastie Boys are Jewish.
Yeah, I know that. I like that.
You know, if I'm gonna go to Jewish rappers,
yeah.
I'm gonna go
Beastie Boys
over Matisse Yahoo.
Yeah, but that's because we're older.
You know
we're
what?
Old school.
Suck it, Goyim. Without the Jews. No music.
Oh, suck it. Yeah. Oh, yes. They didn't culturally appropriate rap from anybody.
Who?
What? The Beastie Boys.
What about the Beastie Boys?
Well, rap existed before.
Has nothing to do with African Americans.
What?
No. I'm saying rap does, but I'm saying no. I'm talking about like everybody else. It's the Jews and the African Americans.
So that's all. So maybe Rachel Dole Bananas or whatever her
Rachel
name is.
Rachel Dole Bananas.
I can't.
She's a brown banana. She's a brown. She started as a yellow banana. Now she's a brown.
Now she's only good for banana bread.
What a dumb TWAT.
she probably should have become Jewish as well.
You know what's funny though? Like you watch like some of Fox News, some of their quote unquote pundits. They're like, oh well, it's a liberal thing. Is it?
What?
It's like. One chick dyed herself. That's like saying Bruce Jenner, who's a Republican, is a Republican thing because he changed to Caitlyn. It's one person.
No, right. No. And the other thing is, why on earth, just because of the timing, does everybody conflate this thing with this crazy white black chick with Caitlyn Jenner?
That's the timing.
Two completely different things.
It's the timing.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with
it. I mean, this Rachel Dozier is a lot worse than Bruce.
She's cray-cray.
Yeah, I don't want to goof on it too much because I think there's something wrong.
I think there's definitely some
I generally do not make fun of the mentally ill unless they're members of this show.
Right, and then bets are off.
Yeah. That's generally my rule.
I know. And a lot of people are not being they're trying to understand where did this come from. And then I think once people realize, because she's crazy, they back off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hilarious, but you know what?
There's a couple different things. I mean, she did do a lot of things at the NAACP, and
she did a lot of good work.
She did a lot of good work.
But think how long it took her to make herself tan.
You know, it doesn't take that long.
And even her hair.
That was the work.
Yeah, even African Americans are like, that's shitty hair.
No, they're not. African American women are going, how did she get the hair so on point?
Really, that's why they all have weaves and straightener. Bullshit. Bullshit. Your African-American women that are going to marry your NBA players and your NFL players, which are your primo African-American women, they're not looking like that.
No, they don't.
Those are your top-shelf African-American. If you're marrying an athlete, you're a top-shelf African-American woman, and you're not doing that frizzy shit. Maybe after you pop out four kids and your man's retired and there's no more money coming in, but in your young baby-making, my man can still go out there and get laid, they're going with the relaxer and the straight. I'm not saying it's right, but that's just the look.
Well, that's the style now, but the thing is, that making it one of the things that was brought up was the way she got shrinkage down because there's
I thought that was a man thing.
I thought it was a George Costanza thing, but it was just there's this little bit of the way the curls pop back up once they get damp, and there are photos of her with that going on with her hair, which is really hard to replicate, but she faked shrinkage with her hair, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's quite the feat.
No, well,
she's an inspiration.
If you are trying to pass yourself as something that you're not, being able to get it down and like, I mean, if you were black,
if I was black, the first thing I'd do is get a penis enlarger. That's day one.
they're given that instead of a rattle or a silver spoon in the mouth, they're given a penis enlarger. Yeah, that's not natural.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, according to who's got the biggest flagpole, it kind of is.
Yes, it actually is.
It's like pole vaults in between their legs.
Apparently.
Which I can't understand why now. I mean, it has to be about the money every time an African woman scams a Westerner, because, you know, if you're looking
it's not about the penis.
No, if you're looking for the penis, stay in your continent, baby. We can't compete.
Chances
are we can't compete.
There was one of those real sex shows on HBO. Ugh. Where
from
they
the
had,
90s?
When they had these African-American male strippers, and they were wearing basically these really long socks to like
hey,
like,
leave me out of this, you stupid bitch!
these, like,
I don't want you to reveal my age and my former job!
Oh, sorry, son.
Listen, I had to pay the bills. I was put
don't you suck? Everybody knew that you were just doing it to get through school. You're a single dad sock. You needed the
money.
It
took a long time to become Blue Hawk's sidekick. Don't reveal my identity, my former jobs, you bitch!
I wasn't talking about you specifically. A lot of socks have to do what they have to for the money.
Yeah, well, my community's been oppressed. I identify with gloves.
What did you do? Sew four more of yourselves to yourselves so that you could look like a glove?
Maybe. I've done a lot of good work for the glove community. Gloves were misunderstood. Now they're all in baseball and football. Not basketball, because they're racist against gloves.
Yet there are no gloves in basketball.
Nope, but hockey. Yeah, I did a lot of work. Look away, you racist bitch.
Sorry, Jasak. I didn't mean to further oppress your people.
Why don't you get Matt Lauer in here if you want to talk?
That was very interesting. I had to watch that.
Of course you did.
Yeah, yeah, because I just trying to understand where...
You know Matt just wants to shake and go, listen, you dopey bitch.
Oh, yeah, but there were so many other questions he could have asked, too. But the fact that she wasn't even answering really straightforward questions...
I like when she gets asked on the street, do you consider yourself African-American? And she pauses for a while and goes, I don't understand the question.
And she runs away and leaves her purse.
which an African-American would not do.
No, actually, no woman would do that.
No.
I've got my...
Maybe she doesn't identify herself as a woman.
Okay, you just stumped the band there. I went, what? No, she totally does. I think it's really bizarre that she told her son and her brother, her adopted brother, to lie for her and say that they were, you know, that she was black.
She's cray-cray, as
you
said. Oh,
absolutely.
Blue Hawk's here.
And he heard the call. He came running.
I don't know if he did hear the call. We put out the call.
We did.
He wore his blue shirt.
Yeah. I'm not Blue Hawk today. It takes a certain thing.
Oh, you're just joking.
No, there was a call for Blue Hawk.
There was.
There was. If you were listening to the show, you would have heard a call.
I didn't.
That's good. Don't listen to the show on the drive up. And your partner, Jizzsock, just had a prolonged interview.
Oh, which brings me back to the long socks. They have these long...
Here we go! I thought we moved on, you stupid bitch!
No.
Boy, you're a very nasty sock.
Yes, he is a nasty sock.
She's looking at my past! I don't want you to know! You're going to look at me differently! Here I was! I'm this African-American schlong just trying to put myself through college! You know, I told you were my first! Now it's all out there!
And now I'm going to keep telling it, Jizz Sock, because you've been so nasty to me.
Yeah, really? He's a nasty Jizz Sock.
I'm going to throw my insides out at you. How do you like that?
Oh,
it's going to gum up the works.
Oh, no. I'm Jodie Foster in that movie again.
It's Jodie Foster in that movie again.
Stupid out asparagus. You're not going to like what I'm dishing.
The sponsor walks in as a Jizz Sock.
Really, really great.
You get what?
Hello, Vincent.
Hi, how you
Vincent
doing?
Vincent from Portobello's is here. Grab a seat.
Nice to meet you. Sorry we're in the middle of this.
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
You can join in if you want. We were just
having a very interesting, intelligent adult discussion.
So anyway, about the long black schlong.
Now move on. Tell us about your gardening thing.
I did tell you about the gardening thing that I burnt the crap out of myself.
Okay, good. Because I don't
want to. You burnt your crap out of yourself?
Yeah, exhibit.
Nobody needs to see this.
Holy smokes!
Thank you. I know that was.
You're playing with fire again, huh?
Yeah. No, I missed with the because the rest of me is still milky white. I missed with the sunscreen. Oops, what happens. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah.
I'm going to move along. Okay. So, Vincent, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It was, like, so weird. Like, one of the characters is Jizz Sock.
And we were up to it, Dad.
Yes. And we were talking about the Rachel Dozio thing.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
We were just talking about how the sock was identifying as a glove, and Pip was talking about a show that she... Ever see that show Real Sex on HBO back in the day?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, everybody's seen
that. Everybody saw that.
Yeah.
I'll just have you know, Mr. Valued Sponsor, I just got here and would have no part of that discussion. very beneath me.
No, that's me, Joe. I'm beneath you. I catch all the food. That's Slop Towel. Joe has two sidekicks.
But he'll have part of the next disgusting conversation,
yes.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I'm gonna segue until we get back to our nonsense. So, Vincent, how are you? Everything's good?
Everything's good.
We're glad you're here. We're going to do the Father's Day countdown. It's good to have another breeder
okay,
to determine the worst dads.
Sure.
But this is a busy month for you here at Portobello's, isn't it? June, like, you got a lot of weddings and stuff?
Yeah, June has been a very busy month. It's been tough to have a day off.
But you snuck out for us.
I did sneak out.
Well, thank you for sneaking out.
Yes, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you. And one of the good things is we started promoting our next comedy show.
July 24th.
That's right.
I actually had a customer call me the other day and said, I just put up the advertisements at the restaurant and, you know, get things ready for the media. And they said, they called me and they said, that same day, they said, when's your next comedy show? I said, well, here we go.
See? Timing is everything in this business. Mm-hmm. Timing is. I always get from people, are they funny? And I go, no, they stink.
These are customers that have been to these shows that Davin has organized for us and put together and taken part of and was at the last one.
Oh, I think I performed on the last one.
You did perform at the last one, and I did recollect them when they said, like, oh, that was one of, you know, Davin was the headliner.
So do you have somebody better this time?
I was just going to say, wasn't a rabbi to call, was it?
We were very offended. We did not like what he said about our people. We're going out on Shabbos. We expect something a little bit more Jewy.
And you don't have any of those blacks, do you? We don't like that.
Well, Rachel Dozier's going to be there. She's headlining.
Yes. Oh, so then the answer's no.
Yes, we're going to do a Def Jam show, and she's headlining. See, like, when I go to the Portobello's for the comedy nights, they have, like, a great buffet. I was loaded up on the eggplant rollatini. That's why.
How good is that? Eggplant rollatini is so good.
I starve myself for a day so I don't look like a blubber whale.
Right.
Walking out of there and everything.
It'll be more than a day. So,
Oh, wow.
Don't you have a road to drive off of? We could do an expose of you and me, stupid. Jizz sock was invented by Joe.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it was.
Yes, it was.
No, it was a character you developed.
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
Don't lie.
You and your escapades.
Don't lie.
Well, it started with you, and then it blew up with Davin.
Yes.
But you guys have, like, the banquet complex. It's a complex. What is it, like, 3-4 rooms?
Yeah, well, it can either be 2 larger rooms, mm-hmm. or we can have 4 smaller rooms. We can divide up the rooms for smaller parties.
Like, we've done the comedy nights, and there's been, like, what, like 200 people in there?
Yes.
It's been pretty big.
Yeah, we typically have one of the, you know, a large buffet. Mm-hmm. Something we like to do for the customers, and comedy night's a special night for us. We do the special events, and we try to put out they call it a grand buffet.
Why is it grand? What makes it grand?
The comedians eat with the customers.
Wow, it's like Disney World. Have breakfast with the freaks.
Well, I think it was
oh, here comes Mickey Mouse. Oh, hello, kid. Let me just stuff my face.
Oh, no. I don't want to stand in the front of the buffet.
Oh, yeah, I got you all upset.
But, no, we have a large selection of food there.
The selection of food, I performed one. The selection of food is phenomenal. Delicious. Really top-notch stuff.
I haven't yet had dinner. Tell me some of the best things that you guys make.
Well, Davin mentioned one. Our
they make memories, Pip.
Of course. And the eggplant rollatini sounds like an excellent memory.
It is an excellent memory.
Tell me more.
Oh, we have many different, veal, chicken dishes.
I think salmon. Do you have salmon?
We have salmon.
It's delicious.
We have horseradish-crusted salmon. We have a grilled salmon. We have a restaurant right next door. So, you know, customers tend to, you know, they go to the restaurant. They like the food. They come to the banquets to have larger parties. Mm. They like coming to have the Portobello food. And, watch the show.
Awesome. Dinner and a show.
Hey, what a novel
concept. I've heard about that.
It's a novel concept. We invented it for Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello's. Nobody in the world had done it until we went to Portobello's and did it there. You're welcome. All right, so we'll get back to the show. Is there anything else you want
to
add?
Back to the show. With people like this, we wouldn't have one.
we would.
That anyone that hears this tonight, that they would come to the comedy show on the 24th.
Yeah, the comics are going to be funny. Don't judge by this. None of the people here that you're listening to right now will be on that show. I'll be there. You don't even have to make eye contact with me. You probably prefer not to, but the comedian's there. I think we got Eric McMahon headlining.
Eric McMahon. You have Eric McMahon.
I have the list
Mike,
over here.
Mike Keegan.
Mike Keegan's ex, one of your Long Island boys.
Yeah.
We got a good show. Who else do we got, Joe?
You're the one.
Yeah, Rick Allen. Rick Allen's an impressionist. Eric McMahon's hilarious, does a lot of family stuff and everything. And Mike Keegan, very good young up-and-coming comic. It's going to be another slam dunk.
That's good.
It is going to be good. Mm. Oh, we don't give Portobello's crappy comics.
No. What day is that again?
That is Friday, July 24th.
That is correct.
Yes. Joe does your read.
Yes.
That's why Joe knows a little bit better than I do. Hopefully.
Yes.
Joe's like, yes, I'm not going to screw up. Yes.
Yes.
I know that one. That one I know.
So you said you went, there was an episode at one of your husband's gigs?
Oh, yeah.
More Mexicans hitting on you?
No, no.
She gets hit on by Mexicans by dumpsters at her husband's gigs. Ask for Pip Helix by the dumpster.
It has happened. Yeah, it has happened. Too many times. But no, not that band. No, this is Johnny and the Alimonies. This is normally a nice crowd. There's one or two drunks that don't know their place, but normally a very nice crowd. One of the funniest things is that there's a group of girls that we know, and their husbands come and see the shows often, and they've been plotting this for a while.
Plotting? What is it, a caper? Are they escaping from prison?
No, only with help from some dumbass that works there.
They slept with her, too.
Both of them.
And they planned to kill her husband.
And they were going to move to Vermont together.
Well, Vermont's lovely.
They were going to work
They have
at
lovely
Ben and
moo
Jerry's.
Cows. Now, Ben and Jerry's, they don't even own it anymore.
They don't. Well, I was just going with the fantasy.
It was a lovely fantasy.
It was a lovely fantasy. Two convicts and all the Ben and Jerry's you can eat.
You know what? You know what, though? If I was a homely woman, I would definitely work in a prison because I'm attractive in a prison.
Oh, yeah. You're
right now, I'm attractive
ass.
In a prison. I feel good about this. If I shave the goatee, I'm prime quality.
Maybe even don't.
Well, some of them aren't going to be selected, but I'll feel better about me.
Yeah, right. Well,
they'll think you're eye candy. No.
I am eye candy in a prison, and don't you forget it, mister.
They'll trade you for a pack of cigarettes.
Not
I think I'm worth
pack.
More than that.
I go trade a pack of cigarettes and a little Jewish boa and a shank.
I am prime.
You top notch on the block.
I am prime prison bait, my friend. Yeah. Don't you worry.
I'm just stabbing from cell block. I'm just stabbing from the block. Cell block C, that is.
Was that
Jenny
for
you? Was that Jenny from the block you were attempting to
death? Yes.
That was stabbing from the block.
Maybe somebody will axe your hand in marriage when you're there.
No. They're just gonna ax for more cigarettes for him.
Yeah.
Pass him
Suddenly,
down.
I don't want to.
They're gonna be
around.
Calling you Marlboro Man. You're gonna be trained in a cigarette. Go to the little Jimmy.
How many miles are gonna be on my ass?
I think I won the canoe with him.
Suddenly, I don't like where this is going.
Won the canoe for the little Jew. That's how I'm racking up the points.
Jesus.
Oh, Joe's rhyming. He feels good about himself. So go on with your story.
Everything evil is okay if it rhymes. No, it's not. So the girls had been planning a joke on the singer for a while, and they came to the show.
Look at Joe just looking like, really?
They did.
Really, Lucy and Ethel? Were they? Little caper?
Yeah. So, and they let me in on it. So the four of us were sitting there very anxious for them to get up to their Elvis song that they sing in their set. So afterwards, we all whipped panties at them. It was really funny.
No, it sounds mortifying.
No, it was.
Should have worn the sock at him.
It was.
Hey, leave me out of this.
That's messy.
You were going to comment as well.
They were clean panties, but he was very.
But you didn't know this was going to happen. You came, so you had panties, spare panties.
No, they handed me a pair.
How big were these panties? You know, these panties are like tents.
Some of them were giants. Ugh. They bought little ones and big ones.
Nobody in the arts wants to have a tarp whizzed at them.
Not whizzed at them, no, but winged at them, yes. He actually enjoyed it. He picked them all up and he said, effing, finally.
I've had that happen to me.
Panties thrown at you?
Yeah. I've also had money thrown at me, too. $20 bills.
He just disguised it as fruit.
That did happen. I was there for that.
That's true. That did happen.
What, he got fruit thrown on him?
Apple.
Oh.
You know that story.
Oh, yeah, they threw fruit at you.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
When we were starting, we used to play Terrible Places, not like Portobello's,
is
a lovely place.
Not like
Portobello's. We were on our path to Portobello's. The road to Portobello's does not start with other banquet halls.
Actually,
it starts at dive biker bars.
Actually, it was at the bottom basement stair to Portobello's.
Yes, yes. So we're doing this dive, Mike, where we didn't get paid, but we did get chili.
Not food. He just left the windows open.
Really? You felt good about that, did you?
I didn't.
No. If Pip did that, there would have been silence. Yeah. Maybe on your delivery you got that out. But so
you got lucky on that one.
Pretty much. Gotta raise your game. So like there's this fat biker to my right. I would say stage right, but there was no stage. It was just a dirty floor.
Pallet right.
Really dirty floor.
No, it was like a filthy floor.
Yeah.
Like a scummy floor.
Really? In a biker bar? That's odd.
I know. Usually they're so good with cleanliness.
Yeah. It was not up to standard for a biker bar.
So I was doing well, I think. But somebody whizzed an apple at me, as you're wont to do, to show your appreciation. And it hit off the belly, the large belly, large, dirty, shirt-covered shirt belly of the biker next to me, and kind of rolled along the floor, gathering dirt on its way as it came to a stop at my feet. I was in the middle of a joke. What do you do? This is a career shaping moment here.
Yes.
I have to do well in front of these bikers that haven't paid money. So I picked up the apple. I took a luscious bite of apple. I chewed the apple and I continued with my set. And they loved it.
They did.
I was one of them. I even got hepatitis. Just to blend.
Get hepatitis and die, yeah.
Look at him eating that apple like a badass.
But it really completely won them over.
It did.
It really did.
It was a funny move.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do when people are winging fruit at you? It was fresh. Waste not, want not.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was good fruit.
But wait, besides the panty escapade, this was the part.
Let's not call it an escapade.
The panty escapade.
It's not a, yeah.
like you're a 1940 sorority house.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
It wasn't like a panty raid. It was a panty throw. But it was like a panty pinata came down on him. But this
probably
was,
skid marks on
this
it.
Was the bad part. There's a couple.
No, wait, there was a good part?
That was the good part.
That was the good
the
part.
The bad part is that there's a couple in this little group of friends that is breaking up. And for some weird reason, all the friends are really kind of her friends and their spouses. But he, like, still goes out at night with them wherever they go. They're still living together. It's very, very awkward. Apparently, I totally forgot this, but she had told me that he has been, and they've all been telling him, oh, this is a bad idea. He's been talking to a Russian girlfriend.
Well, everybody should talk to a Russian girlfriend. Let me guess, she wants to move here?
Well, you know what? I don't know the details of their arrangements because he's been a little
No, no, I'm going to tell you the details of the arrangement. It's going to involve a flight.
Oh, yeah. No, I
There's going to be some money exchange hands. He's gonna pay for some paperwork over there. She's going to come here, and she's going to move right in. That's how those work. Yeah, just write a book about it.
Well, here's my point.
Okay.
Okay. So I forgot that she told me about this, and I thought, oh, God, that's so dumb. Doesn't he know what I do? Like,
throw panties.
Doesn't he know what I do with my fake name that I don't tell people about?
I tell them.
Oh, okay.
They
know who Pip Helix really is.
They
much
listen.
Like we know who Blue Hawk really is. By the way, I'm the host of the show. I'm the only one who doesn't have an alter ego, by the way. You got a plumbing bird and Pip, whatever a Pip Helix is,
he's
named after a highway.
He only has one voice in his head.
Yes.
He's an amateur. So
he's an amateur nut. Would you like a superhero character? We can create one for you.
That would be fantastic.
All right, let's think on this.
All right.
Banquet Boy? Or is that too sidekicky?
No, Banquet Boy.
Too sidekicky?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to be? What's your favorite animal?
Oh, well, we have these big cougar nights at the restaurant on Saturday nights.
Different type of animal.
But I couldn't be the cougar.
Hunting for a different type of thing.
You don't
want
to be a cougar.
I don't think
you fit the mold.
It's Vincent, the cougar bait.
The ringmaster.
He's cougar bait.
Cougar bait.
He sashays his sweet little ass in there, and all the cougars gather around. It's cougar bait.
You'd be the ringmaster. That's a great lady. Ladies and gentlemen, before the sitter calls, I give you Cougar Night.
No, Night Cougar. A little bit more mysterious if he's Night Cougar, even though it's Cougar Night.
The Night Cougar, that's good.
The Night Cougar.
The Night Cougar.
He's the Night Cougar.
The Night Cougar.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I like it.
Mild-mannered restaurant owner, but when the sun goes down, Night Cougar.
I still look at women my age and think that I would be cougar bait. I know I would not be, but I still think, well, they're older than me, even though they're not.
You still think you're a cabana boy. Who are you kidding?
No, I don't like swimming.
That's the only differential.
That's it, and I don't like banana hammocks.
No one does. No one does.
No, but I still see these 40-year-old broads. They go, I bet I'm something hotsy-totsy for them. No. Not really.
They're looking at a 20-year-old guy. They're not looking at you.
Yeah, but a 20-year-old guy ain't looking at them.
No, but I know that.
Yeah, but that's what they want.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
I know.
People always want what they can't have.
That's right.
They could have you.
No guy wants it. No
not
guy.
The guys.
No guy in his 20s, unless there's money involved, wants to be with a chick where he's going to have to, like, you know, take something out of a tube to make everything work properly.
What's getting taken out of a tube?
Something for viscosity.
Ah, oh, gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Trying to keep it nice.
Not really intimidating.
No, because no 20-year-old guy wants to be bothered with that.
I think that if you're in, like, the starting position, if you will, and...
Are we running a race? I don't understand. And she's off.
Could be a marathon. Could be a sprint.
Well, if a 20-year-old guy, it's a sprint. It's a sprint.
But you're at the starting gate. You're not going to worry about a little tube. That's not what you're thinking about. You should know this better than me.
I haven't encountered the tube, and I don't think I ever will. But if I do encounter the tube, it will be a mortifying moment for me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't need tubes involved. I'm a very basic human being.
Yeah, but that's not like a sign of you failed and all is lost.
Nah, it's just bringing. It's like algebra. You're bringing X into the equation.
See,
I never liked algebra. I don't like X.
Okay, or K or Y.
Once.
That's good.
You like the KY?
No, I'm just saying the way she brought that in there.
Thank you.
Well, that's what it's for.
You're
bringing it in there, Joe.
I enjoy a joke. Not like, good, I got a 10 from the East German judge. I can go home now.
Let's not get crazy. He didn't give it a 10. He gave it an 8.6. Be happy.
It was a 7.5. I know. Oh,
yeah. Joe's not giving out 10s for KY.
What's the tube?
What? Lubricant.
Oh, that? Okay.
Yeah, KY.
What'd you think it was? Place to keep your rolling papers?
I didn't know what it was. The tube.
That's why I asked him at first. I thought, what? Wait, you're stuffing sausages? What are you talking about?
I do.
Yeah, on your spare time.
I do. I do stuff.
What are your? That's one of your turn-ons, stuffing sausages.
Which is ironic because I've never had one.
Never had
a sausage.
What?
I never had a sausage. I had hot dogs, which I guess technically is a sausage.
It's a cased meat, but I mean,
cased. Thank you, butcher girl. it's a cased meat.
Thank you for the definitions, judge. Line judge.
Thank you. This would be my specialty of all at the table. But now let me
hopefully, Vincent.
I shouldn't have spoke for you. That was very cisgendery.
Yeah, how are you to assume? And we don't judge here.
I don't judge. I'm just saying that was my assumption.
All right.
But the thing is, what? You've never had a sausage?
No, I've never had a sausage.
Is that a religious thing or you just never wanted one?
You don't know what you're missing.
I have an idea. It's like a pork product. It's encased in its skin. Or intestines. That's what I'm missing.
You heard the definition a couple of minutes ago. Good. All right.
I pay attention with Pip Talks.
But how was it a religious thing?
Well, obviously, growing up, it was a religious thing.
Right, right.
Moses and now I've just never had one.
You should try one. It's good.
You need yourself a schnitzel.
I've had schnitzel.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had sausage.
You haven't had sauerbraten?
No. Well, why would I? It's German.
Kielbasa?
No. That's Polish.
Yeah.
I've had pierogies. Germans and Poles, not very good to my people in the 40s. I'm not going to endorse
their... still holding the grudge?
Well, you heard what I said about the Irish earlier.
I know, and we didn't even oppress you.
No, you didn't.
No.
You were too drunk to.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Too drunk to impress anybody, yes. Really, except
no,
ourselves.
I've never had a sausage, but I hear it's very tasty.
Yeah, they make chicken ones. I mean,
oh.
We have parties where we have special foods that we offer, non-pork related.
I like how he's saying this to me like I'm a special needs person.
Yeah. Well, apparently you are.
He's like, listen, you pain in the ass. We can accommodate anything.
Says it right in the read.
It does say that right in the read. And that's good. Yes, I've never had a chicken sausage. Next time I'm there, I want to have a chicken sausage.
Portobello's accommodates non-sausage Americans.
That's right.
They don't discriminate. Are you a non-sausage American? Are you tired of being persecuted? Then you need to come to Portobello's.
Yes.
We can put
where
things
we don't judge.
Pork
we serve.
Yes. No, we don't judge. We serve.
Oh, I like that.
That is good.
Look at the creation.
See.
Now you got to fly the rainbow flag outside though, because we made up that great tag for you.
The rainbow flag.
Well, they don't judge. They serve. We're just about cooking and bringing you food.
I like that.
And hand us money. Thank you.
Oh, it's not about the money.
Oh, wait, I shouldn't have put that part.
It's not about the money.
It's not.
It's about the love.
Okay. Yeah.
The love.
Yes. They love. Put a drop of love in every bit.
All right, so what's the rest of this caper?
All right, so I forgot that the husband has got a Russian girl on the hook there. And I'm sitting down to dinner with them and telling them all about the book that you loaned me that was all about the Russian scammer guy. He wasn't a Russian scammer. He was scamming the Russian girlfriends. And how funny
he's
it was.
He's a scam baiter.
He's a scam baiter. Yeah. And I was talking about... Oh, it's so funny. They're so transparent. They have a script, and they never deviate from the script. And they're all like, all of a sudden, I love you, and I'm going to come and live with you. And, oh, I want to go to school. But all of a sudden, I need money for my visa. And it's always the same thing. And ha, 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 funny. And no matter what ridiculous thing he writes back, they never respond to that. Except if he says something like, in the book, he says something like he only wants to make love in these big puffed up rubber suits. And he encloses a picture of it. And the girl goes... the same script, but then there's one line, I don't like the rubber suit.
I don't blame her.
I know, it was very freaky. But I'm telling this
story.
Don't
discriminate, we don't judge. We serve.
That's right.
We serve.
And a rubber suit is just another way to make a human sausage, Joe.
But so then I'm talking about this, and the girls are looking at me with big wide eyes. And I thought, they're not
oh,
shy.
Oh, they were anime?
What's the problem?
They, turn, they turned into anime?
Oh, dude, because sitting right next to me is the guy who thinks he's dating one of these Russian girlfriend scammer people. And they've all tried to talk him away from doing it. And he insists on going on and talking to her. But no, I'm talking about how obvious it is and how stupid they
so
are.
So he thinks he's in love.
Oh, well, not after, certainly not with me, after I went through that.
Oh, you set him straight?
No, nobody said, it was the elephant in the room. Nobody said, you know, Dumbo over here thinks that he's, stop it. You know, Dumbo over here thinks that he's dating one of them.
Nobody told him?
Well, they've told him before, but he's adamant and he gets really nasty when somebody tries to say, you know, this is probably not real. Oh, no, she's my girlfriend, all right.
Do we have pictures of her?
So there's no helping him. I don't have anything.
You need to intervene. This is what we do. You need to intervene. You need to get pictures.
Have you heard of our show?
Yeah.
Have you heard of our show?
Yes.
Sometimes you contribute. Mostly no.
But that's what I said. I said, doesn't he know what I do? Doesn't he not listen to the show?
Aren't you the most racist person on the show? Yes, we listen.
Of course. That's my tagline.
Exactly. She's terrible. She has slaves. Plantation.
Please stop with that. Oh, my God. What a terrible callback.
they think so.
Oh, thank you. I picked my own cotton out of the aspirin bottle. The thing is, he is just
don't
so
encourage
adamant.
Her.
He's so adamant that this is a real person that he's in love with that he won't hear anything. So I'm not. And
so then they ask him for a picture, and you do the research.
I can't. He's not really my friend. He's the husband of my friend, and they're breaking up. So it's awkward. Hey.
So basically you don't care.
No, I do care. I know he's going to get burnt because he's being stubborn about it. But here I was.
As many a victim is.
You think?
And here I was sitting at the table going, oh, because I didn't remember about this. I'm like, oh, yeah, this book is so funny because they're so obvious and they're so fake. And they all do the exact same thing. And he's sitting doing a slow burn next to me because he thinks I'm talking about him. And I wasn't.
No, buddy, there's other morons besides you in the world.
She should have phrased it just like that.
I should have. Oh, the morons that get caught. Oops. No, I didn't say
no,
that.
No, you know, you're a moron when you've been warned and you keep on
when
going on. If you don't know about such a thing, I'll give you a pass.
No,
when somebody's going, no, no, this is what they do. And
right.
You're, no, not me. Okay, stupid.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
You mean that Iran Jackson?
Everybody gets caught the first time because they
no,
didn't know.
No, not everybody.
Well, I mean, the people who did get caught up in it because they never heard about it and nobody warned them off.
Yeah, you can't imagine somebody's trying to scam. You can't imagine somebody would actually try to scam you. But when you got somebody go, no, there's a whole book. I just read it here. Look, stupid.
Right. You would hope.
And you have to say it just like that.
Yeah.
The whole book. Here you go, stupid.
No, stupid, you're special. You're the one. This one's for reals. I'm sure that 20-year-old model really is going to move here because you're such a great sanitation worker.
Well, not really. That was some of the things. I don't know what he does for a living, but I'm thinking.
Whatever it is, it's enough to send her money.
Yeah, it probably has been.
How
already.
Much has he sent her?
I
how are you not getting information?
Because
you suck at this.
No, it's an awkward situation. So. Dummy, who's divorcing my friend here, your new girlfriend that you've only met online.
Yeah, but that's what
her.
Happens. They break up real relationships.
No,
there's so many of these people, they like cheat, they quote unquote cheat on the person they're married to with their internet love. Who's a scammer? I hear about it all the time. It's like, wow, if you're going to cheat, at least get some.
Well, no. They were
right? I mean, that's the whole point of cheating.
Yeah, really.
Who the hell cheats for the conversation? A stupid reason to cheat. I just want somebody to type to. Do ya?
I have to keep my fingers busy.
You got it. If you're gonna cheat, the whole point of cheating is getting some.
Is get some.
Yes.
What is
don't
wrong
say
with you?
It's not send some. It's get some. It's the whole point of cheating.
You need intellectual stimulation. Go to a friggin' library.
You have friends.
Yeah,
talk to them.
A librarian. Yeah.
Librarians are awesome people to mind cheat with.
Yeah.
Mind cheat.
Have your mind cheat with a librarian.
Yeah, absolutely.
But don't cheat. Don't think you're cheating, and you never. never saw the person, you idiot.
I know. You saw the
happens all the time. Ruins real relationships, which we're going to be ruined anyway. Because if you're getting swept away by like a picture that's the size of a pinky nail, chances you're on the way out. I mean, not for nothing.
That could sway you, yeah.
Well, yes, this model's really into me, is she?
Yeah, really. Do you have mirrors in your home, buddy?
You're 350 pounds and hairy.
Yeah, a beautiful swimsuit model just happened to call you darling out of the blue and wants to hear from you. Happens all the time.
It was love at first type.
Is her name Karen Walker?
Yeah. Who's Karen Walker?
She was a character on Will and Grace, and she was married to a very, very fat, hairy man. Oh, my God, the look on Joe's face, like, ew.
Not about the fat, hairy man. I think it was about your...
About my reference?
Yeah, I think that's what the look was for.
Yeah, because you guys don't know the show.
No, why would we? We're men. We didn't watch that.
If people did like the show, they'd
We're heterosexual men.
Yes, oh, that's
If
right.
we're not going to have sex, we're not going to have it from our wives. Not from somebody on the internet.
That's right. Yes. You know, if somebody's going to hold out, it's going to be somebody I'm married to.
If we're not going to get laid, we're not going to get laid at home where God intended it.
Amen. My house is like a temple.
Yes, Father. I've often referred to you as the holy man of the show.
No, there'll be no kneeling either. No praying.
No, but it's kind of stupid to cheat with a... Well, what the hell do I know? You know, do what you want.
Some people are so lonely, though.
It's not really cheating, though, if you're not doing anything. It's not really cheating.
Wouldn't you think that it would be emotional cheating if
who's
if
the judge?
Your wife... No. All right.
I guess I'm about to.
You would be the judge.
Why do I have to be the judge? He's the holy one.
If you opened up your wife's laptop. Yeah. Well, Father Joe.
Really? That kind of sounds sexy.
Your wife's laptop.
Go on.
Ooh. Did he put his hard drive in?
Alt A, baby. Alt A. Backspace.
A little 50 Shades of Grey. Control, Alt, Delete. No, Enter.
Oh, the relationship's over. Anyway, we deleted.
Yeah, deleted.
Is it emotional cheating?
Well,
is that what you're asking?
You open up her laptop.
Why would I do that?
And unfortunately, she left something open and correspondence with some guy. And they're not talking specifically like, oh, yeah, I want your big pole kind of stuff. But he's saying things like...
Well, leave the Polish out of this.
And how do you leave that dork around the house? I'll never understand. But the thing is... Sorry, Carol. My friend who listens is Polish. Every time we make a Polish joke, I apologize to Carol.
You should make apologies for other things, too.
No, just to Carol.
What's so special about Carol?
She's the only one whose feelings I care about.
Oh, fair enough. See, now you don't got to be nice to her. I've been telling you that for years.
Really?
Sink your fangs into her like you can.
Yeah, at least, you know.
Now you know.
I know.
Carol.
No.
You're no Carol.
I'm no Carol.
You might be a Blue Hawk, but you're no Carol.
You're no Carol.
Neither am I, you bitch. Oh, jizz sock.
And he turns to it to his face.
Yeah, he looks at it. And I'm the crazy one.
Like it's a hand puppet. You're on radio, you
it
know.
It could be.
It could be.
Ventriloquists always bring their puppets in when they do their shtick on the radio.
Yeah, that's weird. Why would you bother?
To get into character.
Sure.
I guess. Habit.
Yeah. You don't want to insult the puppet. Then he won't behave next time you're live.
No. That's true. Yeah. No, but say that the conversation that your wife is having with this mystery man online, and he's saying things like, oh, you're so good. You're so smart.
She's probably doing tech support. She's a computer person. I'm going to be fine with it. She gets a lot of that. She's very good at her job. I'm fine with this, Pip. I have no issues. I would actually concur.
Wait, hold on a second.
I think you're right.
Out of context, I have an issue with that sentence.
All right, fine. I have issues, but not with the conversation you just described.
Okay. Well, say that it's saying more than what sounds like a tech support kind of situation.
Like what? Go on.
Say it says something like, you know, I wish that we lived closer together so that we could.
So you get better tech support.
And
nobody likes to wait on hold.
Scrub my hard drive and no, I'm saying say that we could get together and. You know, we could go and have coffee or take a long drive together and, you know, and then you could tell me more about those personal stories you were telling me, and tell me more about that problem you had with your husband.
Nobody on the internet wants to hear about problems with your husband, stupid.
People do that.
Why?
They do, to worm into your mind.
Yeah, that's what real friends do. That's what
and that's what they're pretending to be.
No, but that's what somebody sitting on the couch who can grab a boob when they're comforting you does. Not somebody on the internet.
But
I've heard.
Say.
It's time for the disclaimer. Gavin is a loyal husband and would never think of doing something like that.
Yes.
Thank you, Joseph. I've always said you were my favorite on the show.
Why, thank you, co-host Gavin.
Oh, boy, I can see that I'm going to sit in the barrel alone all night.
Where you belong. Why don't you type to your stupid secret admirer in your barrel?
I love it. We don't even know why she's here. But, but we love Portobello.
Really, what you're sponsoring is us getting rid of her. It's going to be an elaborate scheme where it looks like it was a suicide. But wink, wink, nudge, nudge was not.
Hey, Vincent, what's that giant sack for? Wait a minute. And the chloroform, what's that about? I don't like the way this is looking. The break is going to be bad.
Not for us.
Portobello also has lovely woods to hide co-hosts behind it.
They have sharp cutlery, too. For all your cutting needs.
For all your cutting
and
needs.
And butchering, too.
Next week, what happened to Pip? Oh, she went to live at a farm upstage.
She's a special type of sausage now. She's encased.
Offer him up that.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
No.
So,
I mean, listen, it's uncomfortable. But you know, cheating is cheating for different people. When you were a kid, it was said if you kissed somebody, it was like cheating. But now as you get older, some people say it's not.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it would be.
Well, except you. Because you know nobody's moving into your house a hoard. So you gotta hold on to your man. I understand.
Oh, no. That
got lost under a stack of Wynwood CDs.
Cat's just looking at the new guy, cross-eyed. Who do you think you're here to stump?
I just see a cat.
AIDS cat meanders it. She's got a cat with AIDS. AIDS cat meanders in, just bites the new guy. You know you're lucky to have Mr. Helix.
You'll know the cat. It's in a bathrobe and carries broth.
Yes. At Portobello's, we have specialties for your AIDS cats.
It's carry out only.
Yes. We'll prepare a bland diet of chicken broth for your cat with AIDS.
We're not that inclusive. We can't be having that cat in here.
No, it's not a Chinese restaurant, stupid. There's no cats in the restaurant.
I know.
Could you imagine getting bad General Chow's AIDS cat chicken? That would be terrible.
But no problem.
It's like stringier than your normal cat chicken.
Your normal cat chicken.
Well, I'm assuming that happens quite a bit. Well,
don't you go down the menu and order the non-cat?
No.
The non-cat menu?
No, cat's cheaper.
See, that's a little trick that I just taught you.
I'd rather get cheaper.
Okay.
I'm Jewish. That's what we do. We're very cheap. We'll eat cat, even though it's not kosher, if we save a buck.
There's a line in there someplace, but I'm going to leave that alone.
You probably couldn't find it. There's a line
in
there.
Don't you laugh at him, Joe.
There's a line in there somewhere, but unless Joe jumps on it, we're screwed. If I do it, they'll just stare at me.
Yes.
All right, so go on with your hypothetical.
All right. I
didn't mean to interrupt. As you ruin relationships across the land.
Yes, all of you should be angry. If Mr. Helix went out, hypothetically, it went out to play a gig and I didn't go there, and I heard back from the rest of the band, oh yeah, he kissed this girl, I would be pissed.
Well, of course you would be.
Yeah, why are they yapping?
Cock blocking bitches.
Yeah, but there's no reason to gossip. The man did it. All right, what happens at the gig stays at the gig. Shut up, you whore.
Oh,
you want them to tell you.
I want them to tell me.
I didn't know.
If I saw your wife outside.
She's gimpy. She ain't going anywhere unless I drive her. She's pretty much chained to this bitch.
And she crawled down the street to kiss some guy that lives in your.
Why do you think I broke her leg?
You already caught her.
I certainly did. I went Tanya Harding up on that bitch.
Why me?
If you're gonna cross me, you better run fast. I can outrun her. She got boobs. She gets in the way.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a quick runner. I'm a fast runner.
Yeah, because you don't have boobs.
No, because girls are trying to run away from me constantly.
You've stepped up your game.
Kind of like the Ethiopians are very good at the marathons. They're running from tigers. I'm chasing after women.
That's the thing about they always win because they don't have a car. That's their car.
Sure.
You know, they love to run. That's how they get places.
If I didn't have a car, I'd be in much better shape.
Yes.
I prefer veal.
Veal?
Yeah, a little veal-like.
Don't eat veal.
Okay.
Sorry. Try the veal. I won't be having
any.
Yeah,
the veal scallopini.
It's all for you.
It sounds delicious.
At Portobello's.
At Portobello's.
So good.
Yes. You guys have the view.
So what? So if I open up the computer?
So you open up the computer and you see that she's been having this very emotional, deep conversation.
Wait, how do you know it's emotional? It could be just words.
No, well, then you see her response back.
What, is there a smiley face?
No, there could be emoticons, but I mean, there could be...
That brings it to a whole different level. Once you start putting emoticons in there...
What's those little bunny emoticons? That's it! I'm going to kill somebody!
Oh, well, now once you've passed the realm of the regular smiley faces, and you've gone to the...
little cute animals?
Then, you know what? She might as well just get banged in the ass. It's the same thing.
Sorry, Jessock, but the gloves are off.
Would it happen to be words where if you left the screen on and 2 o'clock in the morning you were waking and you, the other person said, get up, motherfucker?
Yeah, like that.
Go on.
Do tell.
It sounds like you've imagined this scenario.
Nah.
Like more than once.
Sound like something that might have happened a couple of years ago when me and a certain other co-host had to do radio with PDH and had to be up at 5 in the morning. But I was awakened at 2 because I was doing some work and they left the screen on and somebody else found out what things I wrote. And,
That probably didn't help.
No.
Yeah, no, that probably didn't help one bit at all.
No.
Oops.
Delete history, stupid.
Always close out.
Yeah. You got to sign off, dummy.
Never save passwords. Yeah. Don't save those passwords.
Well, you know
better
now. Joe's girl will know. Joe will not be handing over any more devices. He learned his lesson. Yeah. That's the takeaway.
Okay, so say that.
Oh, fuck. Here we go again.
No, you walk in the room. You walk in the room.
Why am I walking in a room?
You're walking in the room.
I never walk into rooms. I'm not a room.
How do you get in there?
You just stand in a closet.
I beam into a room, Joe.
You stand in a room by yourself.
That's usually where the way it is.
Oh, I could just see if you were being beamed, yelling at Scott. Now get it right this time, stupid. I said, pain in the ass. Send him back to the 18th century. Tavern winds up in Williamsburg in 1712. A little son of that. Why, ye little tavern. What do you say about the Constitution? I know a lot about it, stupid.
It was fun to see a bit start so well and plummet so quickly.
No. Can you see him?
Joe, let it go. Let it go, Joe. It's over.
No, because you're trying to sneak away from it.
Like a pilgrim?
Story. No, the story, the Star Trek thing was good. Once you brought it back to colonial times, it stunk.
Well, I would love to see you being beamed into colonial times. They'd have him in the fucking stocks in no time. He'd say yes. Something to piss them off. See, dumbbell.
He'd
get
say,
he'd do one John Adams dick joke and everybody's pissed off.
Give me liberty. Give me a cock. All right, in the stocks, dumbbell.
I'll write that down. That's a good founding forefathers foreskin dick joke right there, Joe.
I'm myself on that one.
One Plymouth Rock joke too many, and he's done.
So where's fathers? Ben Franklin, father of country. He's banging everybody.
Yeah. Franklin. I don't know how he put it. He wasn't a looker, you know? I mean, he must have had a really good gift of gab.
You think?
Yeah, want to see me fly a kite? Oh, I love kites.
He was an inventor.
I know.
If you could invent something, people would want to sleep with you.
I guess.
I mean,
it's a stretch, I know, but it could happen.
Smart, a little bit of money, charming goes a long way, even if somebody's like kind of playing.
Vincent, how's that working out for you?
Oh, man.
Those were good things. Smart, a little bit of money. Those were good things. Those were compliments. I didn't say Joe or me because it wouldn't be appropriate.
I ended up with plain looking, and you know.
I cut you off before
plain looking.
No, I cut you off before plain looking. I didn't hear the plain looking.
All right.
Sorry about that. I didn't know she was going to be mean.
I wasn't talking about Vincent. You did.
Well, because you said smart, a little bit of money.
Okay.
I didn't know you were going to take it down.
I was going to be mean.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was going to direct it at you and blow it all to shit.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so come on.
Welcome to the barrel, Davin.
Let's get through this scenario of yours.
Well, wait. The whole idea is because I'm taking so long.
It's like fucking working in a mine.
I know what's funnier, her prolonging this just to piss you off. You're getting so mad.
It's like working in a mine and all the parakeets are dead and we're still here.
No, there's one parakeet still flapping.
Yeah, his name is Blue Hawk.
No, not Blue Hawk.
You can't even look at me when you call me a parakeet still flapping,
no.
Can you?
No.
Nope.
All right, Chucky Whisper.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying that wouldn't you be pissed off if you saw that there was some kind of intimate conversation going on?
I'm sure it wouldn't be a great night in the house.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wouldn't be cuddles afterwards.
But would you consider cheating? Of a sort.
Listen, anything's cheating. Well, I mean,
Vincent's not like, oh, yeah.
Is that cheating, Vincent? Talking to the mic.
As we advance, I guess, in relationships and understand them, the women like to say emotional cheating is a new aspect to cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what do you mean women like to say it?
Well, I feel like the women have analyzed this, and I never, ever thought of it. But, you know, it was brought up, obviously, I have a wife. So, you know.
Has your wife brought that up to you?
Well, she, you know, any... Could be any conversation.
I've met your wife.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
She's a sharp tack, your wife.
I was going to bring her tonight, but then I said, ah.
Your wife doesn't like me, does she?
No, she likes you.
Really?
Yeah, she's listening.
Hello, wife.
Why do you get the impression she doesn't like you?
We were getting along, and then we still got along, but it took a weird twist, and it was, like, really weird.
Really?
She's a lovely lady, very smart, but it took a weird twist, and me and Vince were like, all right, it's time to go. That was pretty much what it was, right?
The odds were with it that would be true.
So your wife said your wife would say it was cheating.
Yeah. So this made me think about it, and yes, I guess one can say that there's emotional cheating, and that could be for man or woman.
But what about watching porn? Wouldn't that fall into it, too?
No.
Why? You're envisioning banging somebody, maybe.
Yeah, but the porn stars aren't talking to you.
They could be if you go on one of the chats. If you go on
now,
the
that's a good that's a good question. If you go onto one of those chat rooms, that would be like
that's why I'm the host, Joe. I bring up all the important porn points.
So that's different now. that's kind of different now. Now, if you do, I mean, that would be a yucky conversation. Why are you talking?
Well, we're not balancing a checkbook if I'm paying for the hour on the cam.
No, clearly.
No, but is that cheating? I mean, that's more cheating if you're talking to her than if you're, like, just cyber-talking to somebody and you're not seeing them. Well, I don't know.
You know what, though? That would be good if you did do that. You know, now carry the one. I want you to carry the one.
Portobello's sponsor money is going so Davin can have a cyber cam chat and balance the checkbook.
You carry that one.
This porn sponsored by Portobello's.
What's this? There's a check number here and there's nothing written. Who did you write this check out to? I don't know.
I don't know.
I shake him again? No. Come on. Let's get back to the checkbook.
You credit that debit memo.
I'd have to, like, talk to them like they're real people.
Well, no, I mean, I think that it would be kind of yucky if I found out that my husband was sitting there talking, spending our money on talking to some bimbo.
See, that's worse, right? Spending the money as opposed to free chat.
No, the chatting with somebody else about sexual things would be upsetting. Paying for it on top of that would be really annoying.
Now you're spending a household money.
Yeah, it's like
Pip could buy a new cat with that money.
Yeah, it's like, hold on a second. We have a mortgage, and you're paying money to talk to that bimbo?
No, that's what Pip's upset about. Not the emotional betrayal, the finances.
Yeah, well,
in that instance, yes. I know he's not going to be able to touch her or do anything to her.
What happens if he could? What happens if they meet?
So she's the kind of girl that's going to go out for coffee with him.
If he's paying.
Yeah, well, now if he's going to go and do something
you know, you go
money,
on these sites, they're within 7 miles, and they're horny. Anything's possible. The websites don't lie, Pip.
If he's going to meet her and have sex with her, now he's
coffee.
Coffee, still annoying, but still
you know annoying. I love coffee. Why don't you take me for coffee?
I love coffee.
Frappuccinos was our thing.
You have coffee at home, mister.
I know the milk's a little curdled and the sugar's not as sweet, but still.
Pip never has a second cup of coffee in a chat room.
Look at her with those artificial sweeteners. You like the sweet and low? Do you? Do you? Does that make you happy, you pig? Well, I'm all natural.
Why is Chizsock suddenly upset?
No, this is Chizsock.
Oh, geez, sorry.
I'm fine different. With this because I know when you come back from coffee, I'll be waiting. You and me.
Chizsock sounds remarkably like his wife voice. It's very scary.
I have very limited amount of impressions.
We can see that.
Listen, Looney Tunes. Once we go off from Looney Tunes, the barrel's kind of empty for you, too. Well, I'll see. Now, I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's not pleasant. You don't want to catch these things.
No. I don't. No, and let me just back up and say, none of these things are happening in real life.
Well, of course, Mr. Helix might be listening.
No, and he knows better. No. But the thing is that if any of that stuff was happening, I certainly wouldn't be sitting here, like, cheerfully going, oh, yeah, what if he was, like, banging hoes? No. But the thing is...
That you know of.
Catch it out there with a garden hose. Hey, you got that new extender one I seen on TV.
Clang, clang, clang.
You're banging a movie star.
I can't believe you're banging hoes.
I know, Chizsock. That stinks.
Oh, my God. have the decency to take the sprinkler head off of it before you do that. God.
Chizuck gets all upset when a Hanes commercial comes on. No, no, good.
You're cheating
socks,
on
stupid,
me.
Stupid socks.
No, I got it.
No, you didn't understand it.
I did.
Well.
It wasn't funny.
She laughed.
She laughs at everything.
I don't laugh at everything. I don't laugh at you tonight.
Look, you're trying to woo Joe back onto your side.
I know where my bread's
for the love of Joe. I'll take the sponsor. You can have stupid.
And my trucker Tom's in, and he said, man of a couple voices.
Yeah, because I said Joe's man of a half dozen voices. Yeah. I said that when we were in, when we were in Long Island.
Yes.
And that's you.
No, Joe, Joe definitely has more impressions than me.
Oh, definitely.
But I have jizz sock and slop towel, and that's all I need.
See, no, originally before he was telling me I developed it, I told him. He goes, no, that was, no, you see.
There are his voices.
So, yeah. I mean, you discover that it's uncomfortable. Is it cheating? I don't know. I mean, it's a whole new world. I mean, it's the same thing if you meet somebody and you flirt in a line. If you're flirting in line at the supermarket, is it cheating?
I don't think that is.
Why?
Flirting's okay.
Why is flirt? Some would say flirting's cheating.
I don't think so.
No, because you don't.
You're not touching.
No.
Why? Because the wife didn't catch you doing that?
No. I think flirting is cheating.
Well, depends how bad
you're not acting out. Well, yeah, if you go over.
Well, we're talking about you're not. You're not acting out on the computer either.
Right.
You're just typing. What's the difference? I mean, you know, at least flirting is face to face.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends.
Does Skype make it worse?
It depends on what you're talking about. If you're just kind of doing double entendre and laughing a little,
I'm gonna bang you
other.
Like the hoe you are.
Yeah,
you're
okay,
talking.
Problem.
That's flirting.
No, that
no,
flirting. No, that's farming.
Farming?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to bang you like the hoe you are.
Yes, it's farming. Yes, I'm not
it.
Being...
He's talking to a farm implement. He's going to screw the hoe.
Sometimes it's lonely here.
Yes.
I don't know.
Corn
you know what it is? Listen, I try not to judge because I deal, you know, who's to say?
There's different levels of where you're going to take things. You can have a conversation and make a little, like,
listen.
Double entendre joke with somebody. It's really different than,
we all
can
like
I take
to
in
think.
The back and you're, huh? Fill in the blank.
We're going to have to.
The back and fill in your blank.
Well, listen, we all like to think that our spouses or the people we're dating are pure, pristine. They're not doing other things. But as Vincent said, with the technology today, unless you're gonna be a cyber stalker, mm-hmm. you don't really know. And you know what? As long as they're not really banging them, I guess it could be worse. Because it's hard to come back from the banging.
Oh, yeah.
But people
is.
Do it. No, people come back.
I know they do. They repair their marriages and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, that's going to be tough.
You know what? Because there's more to marriage than sex.
Yes, there is. There's a whole
you know,
lot
sometimes more. Sometimes people make mistakes, and, you know, they slip, and, you know, you're with somebody you're compatible with, and listen, you didn't realize how much you loved them until you slept with somebody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's a good way to find out how much you love somebody by repeatedly sleeping with other people.
Yeah, and it's like, nope, not as good as the wife.
Dr.
Nope,
Ruth would recommend
either.
It.
Yeah. Not as good as the wife. Nope, not that one either.
Sure, you got a sample.
Wednesday,
like a buffet, but not a grand buffet. Not a grand, because there won't be any comics there to eat with.
But it sounds like there's a lot of hoes on the lawn.
There is.
Oh, not at Portobello.
No.
No, never.
No,
it's
Portobello, not Portobello Ho. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's in another county. We don't talk about that.
No, we don't do shows there because it's filthier than the biker bar where they threw apples at me.
They have good apples.
I don't know. I mean, listen, what are you going to do? I mean, you find your spouse doing this, it's going to piss you off. Are you going to end your whole relationship over? I don't know.
Well,
it's fantasy. People read 50 Shades of Grey. That's fantasy. All the women get all excited. Oh, I can't wait till the movie comes out. Can you?
Well, I mean, I don't think that the fantasy.
It's fantasy. Typing
yeah.
is fantasy. It's all fantasy.
There's
it's all theater of the mind.
The other end,
there's a person on the screen. You're, you know.
Yeah, but they can't jump out of the screen and, like, interact with you. Different. It's different if you're talking to another human being.
What's human?
On the other end. What's
human?
It's all semantic. Cyborg, human, Siri.
I
it's
love
all
you,
the
Davin.
Maybe it's Siri.
Now we're going to talk AI.
Siri, where's the G-spot? Okay, we're looking.
No, Siri will yell at you.
She will?
Oh, yeah.
You ever did seen? You ask her?
Oh, no, sometimes this. You get bored. I'll, you know, if I'm trying to find directions and I'll call her a stupid bitch and she'll like tell me I'm not nice and stuff like that.
So she knows you better than most. Siri knows you better than the whole comedy community on Long Island.
Yeah.
She's telling you the truth.
Siri's not pulling any punches.
You're not nice.
Because you know, she knows you're lost without her. I mean, nobody wants to catch your spouse.
No.
But that's why you don't snoop.
No.
Do you snoop?
No.
Did your wife snoop?
No, yeah, absolutely not.
You can't ask him this. First of all, she's
Siri,
listening.
Eat me.
All right, Joe, enough with your toy.
Pretty soon the shark is going to say, eat me.
I mean, you know what? I used to be really jealous.
Yeah.
You know, I still am a jealous person. But, like, you know, when I was dating the psychopath that we've had so much laughs at her expense about,
yeah.
You know, she was always sneaking through my stuff, so I started sneaking through her stuff. It's a paranoid world.
Yeah.
You don't want to feed into that.
No, it's
that's not healthy. It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And you're just going to find shit you don't want to see.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and
right? You know what? Yeah. You know what? I don't want to know. La, 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 la. Unless my friend sees you, then I need to know.
Yeah, right. But I mean, if they're that brazen that they're out, like, making out in a restaurant, like Portobello's.
No! 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 Portobello's is not the place to cheat, you stupid idiot.
It could be.
Julie Theroux is a sponsor. She stinks.
I know. You be nice.
I am being nice. I'm saying they have great food.
Would you like that to be part of the new read?
With good, loyal,
Portobello's.
Good
enough
families.
For your significant other.
Yes. The people there are in love and are supposed to be in love with each other.
It's a family restaurant,
it's
you
a
moron.
Family restaurant.
Okay.
Where families that are in love go right. To have a lovely meal with no sense of guilt whatsoever.
Yes, they build memories. They build family
they build
together.
Memories.
You celebrate occasions
right
like sweet 16s at Portobello's
right.
And weddings
any
and bar mitzvahs.
They can cater to any affair except not nice ones.
Not that affair.
Not affair.
Any affair but having
affair
an affair.
Cater to. They will not cater to that affair.
You moron.
All right.
Really, we don't need her. You say the word, she's no longer part of the show.
Get the floor for her.
She really doesn't add that much. Joe can work the chat room. Sort of.
I'm saying nothing.
What burnt ankles?
No, there is absolutely there comes a point in the show where there's absolutely nothing I can say.
And we call that the best part. What, you wanted to read something? Lisa had something to say.
Yeah, well, she was saying that one man's flirting is another man's foreplay. So I think that that's a good point.
That's shitty foreplay. Wow, you're so hot.
Yeah, really. Set the bar higher.
You've never gotten really worked up because of what a girl was saying to you?
Nobody ever says anything nice to me.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, they know me.
Now I know why.
No, yeah, I have.
You've said nice things to
right?
me?
No, not at gunpoint. But I would say...
Prick. You say mean things. Yeah, I guess so. You know what? If you think somebody is into you, it can be exciting.
Of course. I mean, I'm not saying like the nastiest, no teeth. You know,
no teeth.
You're talking about the broad that helped those guys escape from in New York prison.
Yeah,
that broad,
pretty much.
Yeah, I don't want to flirt with her.
Yeah, you know, if that comes over and goes, you know what I'd like to do to you? Oh, nothing. No, run away.
What I was just going to say, give you $500. That's all.
I don't care. I'm down the road.
I'll take your money.
You probably escape to get away from us.
Look, if you're an ugly beast, I'm putting it out there. I'll still take your money. Just saying. Hand to God.
I'll take your money.
Because I don't discriminate.
But then, you're single. You're available for whatever's going to happen. So,
what's going to happen?
You're not like married. You're like, no, go away. It's like, okay, whatever's going to happen is allowed to happen. And some girl is saying all kinds of like, you know, oh, you know, you're a big, strong man, and oh, I'd really like to see what that feels like with you lying on top of me. Aren't you going to be like, you know?
Well, that's not going to close the deal.
What is going to
never closes the deal. Never has closed the deal. Losing your shit when somebody says they want to get with you has never closed the deal. Never going to get you laid.
That's just
so lonely before Mr. Hill.
I have never seen that move work.
I'm going to.
Humana, humana. And then your eyes pop out like you're a Bugs Bunny cartoon and the wolf.
Yes. That makes them run away.
Yeah, that never works. Your hat flies off the top of your head.
Yes. Steam comes out of the ears. Locomotive.
Oh, yeah, that never works.
With the mask.
Yeah, like the mask.
Jim Carrey in a mask.
Yeah, that never works. That's not
I could actually totally see that happening to Joe. The steam coming out of his ears and his eyes popping out.
I'd love to see that happen.
You always try to make it. Anyway.
I'm good at what I do.
Yeah. So, stamping his foot like somebody's rubbing his belly.
I think Lisa says it right. You know, it's different things to different people. You know, it's hard to judge people. You know, we don't usually judge on the people. They cheat. They do their things. They got their reasons. I try not to judge. You know, we all know people that have cheated. You know, what are you going to do? You're not going to be their friend anymore? I mean, and I know people that won't because they feel like, well, you know what? If you cheated on your wife, what are you going to do to me? I mean, we're just friends.
That's not the same thing, though.
But that's how people look at it. Mm. You know, it's an oath before God or the court or by gunpoint, whatever, wherever the oath was made. And, you know, they feel if you're going to break that oath, well, who's to say, you know, you're not going to, you know, do something.
Well, it's all different.
Friends.
It's all different cases. Right. If you get in a relationship where you have tried and tried and tried everything. Everything in the book. Everything. Sometimes you could live with some of the decisions you make.
Could you speak a little louder for the court reporter, Joe?
Everything.
There are different situations in every
relationship. I don't think taking every gig possible is everything, Joe. I don't think agreeing not to work two Saturdays a year is everything, Joe.
But there was reason.
I'm just saying. I don't think it was everything.
There were reasons why I'm not disputing. I wanted
what
to work
section
all,
your honor
every
leading?
Saturday.
I'm not disputing. I'm just saying I don't think it's everything.
No, but sometimes there are cases when you discover reasons why you want to stay home on weekends. You know.
Well, sure. That way you could type to your new girlfriend online. Before smartphones, we were relegated to typing and cheating on our PC. That's the takeaway. Now we can cheat on the run.
Yes.
Thank you, technology.
Thanks, iPhones.
Thank you. Cheating's never been easier.
Ms. Felix wonders why he's not getting an iPhone anytime soon.
All right, let's. I was going to talk about the end of my Little League season, but I don't think we're going to do that now because it's late, and we got to do Worst Dad, so we can talk about it next week, maybe.
Okay.
I'm actually would want to hear it.
Yeah. We're going to do this again next week. We're going to do a show next week. I can tell you next week.
Okay.
You want me to talk about Little League? I didn't know there was such a clamoring for my antics on the Little League field.
Well.
I'm a starting shortstop. I'm very good. Okay. Those little girls don't stand a chance with me. Move in, girls. Bam! Smash her right down their throats.
That's what really happened to my calf. Line drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not take the advice of my high school coach and take that to my Little League girls. Because that would not be appropriate. That would get me in one of the worst dad scenarios. Mm. He would hit us sharp line drives on a gym floor, like where the ball bounced right before you, like so you get good at the infield.
Yeah.
Right. High school boys, you go watch your lips. You cannot say that to a girl's Little League softball team.
Wow. All right.
I don't even think you could say that today to a boy's high school team. But that's what he used to say. Watch your lips. Okay, coach. I will.
Yeah, but he has got to remember girls don't wear cups.
I didn't wear a cup.
What?
I didn't wear a cup.
Why?
Because it hurts when you slide on it.
Really? And it hurts more when a line drive nails you.
Yeah, well, I try not to let that happen.
You were lucky.
Were you a cup wearer, Vincent?
No, when I played soccer.
Well, yeah, and the legs are constantly falling, flailing all over the place. Although in soccer, no handballs. So it's okay.
You're not supposed to wear a cup for soccer.
Why are you? Of course you are.
Yeah?
It helps.
Really?
You know, we find it helps protecting you getting hit in the nads.
Yes.
You weren't expecting this line of questioning when you came in tonight, were you?
I didn't know we were going to interrogate you on your nadular protection.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're yelling at me for talking about bringing hosts to the restaurant, but you're asking him about what he does with his nads.
No, I want to know if I was alone when I play ball. I didn't wear a cup.
Okay.
That's all. Because it hurts. Because dive, because it digs into you. It digs in.
I'm sure that will.
It's kind of like when I was in Iraq. I gamble things. Remember, I've told you this story before in the air. We're walking around the bases in Iraq. Mm-hmm. They want us to wear Kevlar. The Kevlar is very heavy.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable. It's not uncomfortable. It's just heavy. You don't want to walk around walking all over the place. So I was with Dennis Ross, one of the other comedians, and he goes, well, we know that the Kevlar is heavy and uncomfortable. And there's a chance we could get killed with a bomb. But we know the Kevlar is uncomfortable. So we walked around without the Kevlar. We took our chance.
We
did a calculated risk.
Wow.
The smart thing would have been to wear the Kevlar. Yeah, here, bomb's going off. We go, it's going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to walk around fine. You know there was an attempt. We were in Mosul 2 weeks after they killed like the head doctor there. And they put us in the safest place they could, but it's not that safe because it's Mosul during the Iraq War.
Yeah, that's not that little town of Vermont that the convicts were going
to. No, but we walked around without Kevlar.
Oh, my God.
Well, because the soldiers aren't wearing Kevlar.
I would be in a suit of armor.
I'd be wearing that.
Nobody wants a night in the desert, stupid. It gets all in between your parts.
No.
I got you.
Wow. No. Hot, heavy, but scary beats hot and heavy.
You got to figure, though, if I'm going to Iraq, I kind of don't give a shit. So there's kind of that aspect of me, you know? It's like,
yeah,
I'm
it's not a place you're going to unwind.
I just need some time to myself and a bunch of terrorists. Yeah, I mean, when you make that decision, you go, shit can happen. I hope it doesn't. I wrote a letter to my wife and my daughter, which they've never seen. You know,
just in case letter?
Just in case. Because you don't know.
The money's under a rock.
Yeah, you wrapped the money.
Don't let Joe in the house.
Yeah. I'm sorry, those dumbasses wouldn't wear my Kevlar.
Don't let him in a house, and he knows what rock it is. Don't let him in.
My dearest, please clear my cookies in history. Yeah. Before I leave.
You really don't want
to
know.
As I don't want you to think differently of me.
I'll have you know I let my computer to Joe.
I want to be known as your dearly departed, not that motherfucker.
Maybe I should rewrite the letter.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, once in a while.
Rewrite the tombstone. Yeah. The unveiling would be an interesting.
It was like they call it an unveiling. Like the rabbi's there. Ta-da!
Well, it's the first time you see the tombstone.
Okay, I got you.
They wait a whole year. So
it's not the showcase
deal.
Showdown, stupid. It's not a $10,000 car hiding behind the corpse.
And let's see. A new headstone. Na, 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 na.
A tapping range.
That's right.
A tapping range. Oh, it's just stupid being
Roy
dead.
Roy Hill Furniture. A Barca lounger.
We kind of know what we're going to see. We're going to see granite, some Hebrew, and a couple of numbers. We
go.
Call it a day. We pray. We go home. We eat some more. So that's over. No big whoop. So
a
fine
big
here.
Whoop.
No big whoop.
And you go and you rent out a room at Portobello's for the
for the after unveiling dinner. And they could cater to a kosher diet. Portobello caters to all dietary
needs. Can you guys cater to a kosher diet?
We'll say kosher style.
Kosher style. So they'll serve you anything you want and they'll wine. It's kosher style.
Right. You have to be those newfangled chews.
Make sure you eat all of it. Eat your vegetables. It's kosher style.
Try the chicken encasing. Oh,
did you
have die.
It? Do you know how fresh this chicken is? You have. Let me tell you what I paid for the chicken. It's kosher style.
And the chicken is to die for. Look at what happened to Davin, see?
It's kosher style.
Kosher style.
You know, you really should go easy on the pasta. You're getting a little fat. It's kosher style.
<That's right. laughs> Oh, look, I want to introduce you to my son-in-law. He's a lawyer.
It's kosher style.
And
kosher
don't forget, on kosher night, we serve food and guilt.
That's for dessert.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Portobello's for the gefilte fish. That's what I'm doing. Now, after the comedy show, you know what? I don't want the eggplant rollatini. I want a tray of gefilte fish.
Oh, God.
It's a nice gefilte.
Most hated man at Portobello's that evening. Who thought of this?
Usually there's prime rib, but now there's gefilte. We don't understand.
I could just see on Monday, you know, Davin, that menu you helped me with didn't go over that well.
Not a gefilte eating crowd? Who knew?
Yeah, but I had white fish, lox, and bagels at the end, and all the Jews were crowded in one corner. It was great.
I'm not really a menu planner. I wouldn't have listened to me.
You don't say.
We were just doing a bit, man. I didn't really expect you to do it.
We can create a personal station.
A personal station. There'll be herring. There'll be gefilte fish.
But I love
there'll
that
be flonkin.
Great businessman. We'll make a station. We can.
No, that's just to keep me away from the human beings.
Well, the thing about a station is you always try to go to a station. A station is not something that is part of the main food. You go there on your own will. You try this. You see the gefilte fish. If you want to try the gefilte fish, you stay at the station and have it. If you don't, you stay at the station.
No, don't bring that to the rest of the tables. Nobody wants that there.
But that's true. So the station is something set up specifically for.
Will we have a gefilte carving board?
Joe will be there. No, none of that fish. Just give me the juice.
Can you just imagine that I show up and there's a gefilte carving board? The looks of anger from the regular patrons that come there. Who came up with this? We usually have ham or turkey or prime rib.
But knowing you, you'd be up at the thing and he'd go, patrons first, Devin, patrons first.
I always let the patrons eat first. I set up the sound. I walk around. I go, where the hell are my freaking
always,
comics?
Always patrons
first. Can we get like
first.
A fan and a Yankee candle or something? That stinks over there.
Well, you know, I have a Korean wife. So, we can go into the Korean station, which is, kimchi and some of the different fish entrees. And
you've never had kimchi there?
Well, not during that comedy night.
You should just blow everybody's mind and just do Jewish and Korean for comedy night. Go, what? You're not laughing. I don't understand. What? It's a joke. Come on, eat up. Stinky cabbage and stinky gefilte. Ha ha.
Yeah, I can just see the last words. I'll be calling you Monday at around 10 to go over the losses for this night and how he can settle
up. You could put bulgogi on there, though. Well, yeah, I'm not saying it right because I'm a Jew and I was in Korea for like 10 days. Okay, so that was the extent of my Korean. But yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
you could put that on there.
We could put that on there. I mean, you know what it is that certain foods, are ethnic foods, they smell different than American foods.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, me being one that's now brought into the household and eating it, I'm immune to it.
Right.
So yeah. I wouldn't walk into, somewhere where it smelled like a heavy fish scent. It would be normal for me now. So I guess we have to
kind of look at me with that heavy fish scent. I bathed.
No, I was telepathically communicating with you. Don't say what you normally say when somebody says that. Don't say what you normally say.
It's a restaurant, not a brothel. I know how to behave. It's brothel night.
Wow.
Wear less, eat more.
My telepathy stinks, much like that kimchi.
I've never had kimchi.
I haven't either. I know it has a reputation for being like,
pungent.
To American.
Well, it's fermented, isn't it? Fermented cabbage.
It's fermented cabbage, but then it's also used to make soups, the kimchi stews. That's eaten with rice, white rice, and that's the primary diet of
I gotta admit, when I was in Korea, I did not fully embrace all the food that I would now. First of all, I wasn't as adventurous with food. Second of all, I was with Dennis, and Dennis would only eat McDonald's. And we were eating a lot of chicken on a stick, which really is probably the most adventurous thing you could do, because really, you're going to eat street food in Korea? That's the move.
Yeah.
But like, they had all these beautiful restaurants, and they had all the tanks of sea life that they caught earlier in the day, and they had you could pick what you want to eat and everything.
And they'll go back and cook it.
The problem with the menus in Korea was they were all in Korean.
So you have no idea.
So you see this is what it looked. They would show you pictures. So it's like this beautiful mound of food, and then like sea life head on top, and you go, "Well, I don't want to eat that."
I'm not sure what that is.
But now I've eaten a fish head. I'll eat the fish cheeks. I won't eat the eyes.
Yeah,
hey there, fish cheeks.
That's my pickup move.
Yeah, hey there, fish cheeks. That's your move.
But I've gotten more adventurous. Right. So now I would like to go back to Korea and try some authentic Korean cuisine.
So you're going to fly 5,000 miles just to get a lunch?
If it's good enough.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Aren't you going to get a hotel room? No, I'm just going to have a bite and leave. Back to the airport.
15 hours there, 15 hours back.
I love those peanuts on the airline for that. Get it.
All right. We're not going to do the Little League stuff tonight.
Oh, okay. Okey-dokey.
We'll do it next week.
Oh,
yeah, we kimchied all over the Little League time.
Okey-dokey.
Pip, why don't you tell people where they can hear this?
Okay. Well, you know what?
Pip, why don't you get ready to tell people where they can
hold
hear
on
this?
A second. I'm going to get ready to tell people. Sorry.
Take your time, Pip. We got all night.
You caught her with her panties down. Well, actually, her panties are on some stage somewhere.
No, really, just a bunch of old lady panties being thrown at them. Yuck.
That was funny as hell.
Really?
It probably looked like a laundry truck flipped over.
Well, what are they wearing, bloomers, Joe?
Yes.
A couple convicts snuck out of the panties.
All right. You can listen.
Enough of this palaver.
Enough of this funny stuff. I got to tell people where they can hear this funny stuff. You can listen to Davinsden Live every Tuesday on Davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, TheIndieAuthority.com, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, GoneRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com. And on TalkSuperStation.com, you can listen to the replay on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. You go to iHeart.com and search Davinsden. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
We will be back in just a few short minutes with the worst fathers.